Upper Lynn Canal communities have many connections to the people of Ukraine. One of them involves the medical director at Skagway's Community Health Clinic. He's been in a long-distance relationship with a Ukrainian woman for the last 4 years. They haven't met because of work schedules and the pandemic, and now the war threatens their chance at ever meeting. Brent Kunzler came to Skagway last fall after traveling the world as a military medic. He met Nadia 4 years ago while he was stationed at Amundsen Scott Research Center, about 30 meters from the South Pole. He says there wasn't much to do there except search the web.
And so I was just online and came across Nadia.
On a dating site?
Yeah, on a dating site, Ukraine Date.
Their relationship evolved over the next 4 years, and now they talk most every day. He knows her kids, one boy, one girl, both under 10, through phone calls and video chats. On Friday, I got to speak with Nadia, who's in the city of Zaporizhia, in eastern Ukraine, the home of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. I asked her what life is like during the Russian invasion.
Mike, I need to tell you that it is just nightmare. It started on 24th of February. I didn't sleep all night, and suddenly in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, I got a friend message. He's working in police department, and he was shouting me that Nadia stay at home with children because started war. And in that moment, near my flat, because I live on 6th floor, was flying near, close to my balcony, rocket that was moving to airport. Thanks God our airport didn't suffer, but still, it was very dangerous and scared for me. And all the people started to run everywhere, cars moving to Lviv, to the border, because it started mess, real mess. Sorry, I'm very stressful right now remembering all this. Ukraine is on the level to be destroyed, you know. We don't think that Putin will be stopped, because he's not that guy that will just leave everything. But our guys, our soldiers, everybody is fighting with him. Every house, every flat, every man, every woman, everybody. It was calm during like 4 days. But today it was a city signal of danger, and I have no idea what will be tomorrow or this night.
Wow, Nadia, I can't imagine just how incredibly stressful this has got to be for you. I'd like to ask you some, you know, things just about your personal surroundings and your city. First of all, where is your city?
My city is part of Ukraine.
Are you in one of those areas that was already occupied by Russia?
No, of course not. He took Crimea. He took Donbass. He took Lugansk. They tried to take Kharkiv also. And they tried to come to our city, but our city, like we are crazy people. We are from Cossacks line, you know. Our ancestors were Cossacks, and when they came here in 2014, our people just made them go away.
What did you do before 2 weeks ago? Did you have a business?
Yes, I had a normal life. I have two children. I have my brand. I have a business here, and I was planning to go to Kyiv to get USA visa to come visit Brent, because Brent is very busy with his work, new work, and I was planning to come to him, and war happened.
Have you had to evacuate your home at any point during this last couple of weeks?
Yes, when the war started, I moved to my parents' house, because I live in block of flats, and if rockets will fly into the block of flats, we will be just destroyed. So I decided to take children and go to my parents, because they live in like private house on the first floor, of course, and they have a ground floor where we could hide. And the 5 days that was the most dangerous for us, and city signals of danger, and they were ringing all the time. We were sitting there with my children, and it was horrible, because my little daughter, that she is 4 years old, she was asking my father, would she die? And it was just a nightmare. when everything finished, I decided, became more calm. I decided that I need to help our soldiers at least something. So I take my mom with me and took my children, and we returned back home. So now I'm living in my home.
And what sort of assistance are you giving the soldiers of the Ukrainian army?
We are gathering money. We are buying food. We are buying like form uniform because some of the soldiers, they don't have it. And we can't, even sometimes we can't buy something like hat special, like gloves, like even socks. It's impossible. Cars with goods don't come too much to my city. It's lack of products. It's hard to find like salt. Usual salt here is hard to find. It's hard to find some medical stuff like in drugstores, some pills, etc., etc. So we organize it. Also, the problem that a lot of shops closed.
When you need food, where do you go to get it?
No, in shop, we can buy food. You can find meat. It's hard, but you can find it. Still, no, the car's bringing it, but not too much. Not like usual. Like, for example, today I couldn't find chicken, but there was a little bit of pork.
And so the grocery stores are still open. Are other shops open as well, or is it a very small amount of businesses that have remained open?
Small amount, yes, small amount. For example, nearly 30, maximum 40% of businesses are open. Everybody, all the others are closed.
How many people do you know have evacuated to other countries?
No, from my people that I know, half of them for sure, they went.
And how come you haven't done that?
I need to tell you that, first of all, I'm afraid of road, because road is dangerous, really dangerous. This is first one. Second one, in my city now is calm. And I still pray and hope that nothing will, like everything will finish. In the car there is all the fuel. And I'm just ready to go in every moment. For now, I can give help to people that need it. So I think they need me.
If you can look into the future, what do you think 1 year from now will look like for you and for your country?
To be honest, I think that I really hope that soon everything will be finished. I think that this situation will be an opportunity for the whole world to deal with Putin.
Nadia, thank you so much for taking the time and talking to me and all of us here in Southeast Alaska. You know, I wish you only the best of luck and Godspeed.
For me, it was also a pleasure to tell you the whole situation, the whole truth, how it sees from here. I am really happy that I could share it with you.
For his part, Brent has joined the Ukrainian Foreign Legion, and though he thinks he may be too old to help, if they ask him, he says he'll go. Or if she can find her way to Poland, he says he'll go there, pick Nadia and the kids up, and bring them all back to Skagway. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.